Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
So we've talked about the Knicks. We've talked about what should have been a flagrant 2 on Joel Embiid, which would have changed the series, would have ended the series. But then this comes out, which is very interesting, about the draft yesterday. This is from Albert Breer. The Vikings and the Giants made offers to the New England Patriots for the number 3 pick because they both want to take Drake May. Early this week, Minnesota offered the numbers 11 and 23 picks and its 2025 first rounder, with pick swaps favoring the Vikings as part of the proposal. And that offer ticked up with New England on the clock. The Giants, meanwhile, did wind up putting their 2025 first-round pick in their offer to move from 6 to 3. So the Giants were willing to go that far. And I'll tell you what, I don't blame New England. There's no offer that's good enough if you think that guy is the guy. If you think Drake May is the guy, somebody could offer you 8 first-round picks. Why would you do it?
No, you shouldn't. If you truly believe it, it's invaluable, honestly.
Because it works opposite of what we said yesterday. If the Giants love them, then they have to offer whatever they can to get them. And the same is said for the team that has the pick. If you love them that much, you got to say no to everything. We'll see.
And they did. It looks like they did, because that's a pretty good offer for the Vikings, because you would have gotten 2 first-round draft picks this year and a first-round draft pick next year. The Giants are going to give you 1 first-round draft pick this year and the first-round draft pick next year. But if they love Drake May, they got to stay with Drake May. So it's kind of like a Pyrrhic victory for Daniel Jones. Hey, look, we didn't take a quarterback, but we tried.
Yeah. But
so they don't love him all that much.
Well, I disagree with that.
Why would they be moving heaven and earth to get Drake May if they really like
Daniel
Jones?
Because if you think Drake May's the next Tom Brady, then it doesn't matter who your quarterback is unless it's somebody really special. And as much as I love Daniel Jones, nobody's ever going to describe him as really special. Daniel Jones has to know, as much as they may be committed to him this year, he hasn't done enough that they're going to look away from a transcendent quarterback. And when you look at what the Giants were offering, what Minnesota was offering, they believe that Drake May is going to be the next great quarterback in this league. So even if you really like Daniel Jones, it's not going to stop you from trying to get that quarterback.
But whenever you want to draft a quarterback in the first round, right? Like with the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, they had Alex Smith. They didn't care. I mean, it's happened throughout history in the NFL. If you don't love the quarterback, then you're going to look for other. If you don't love your wife, you're going to cheat. So the Giants are looking to go out on their wife.
But that's different. Because you are committed to your wife more so than you're committed to a quarterback. You're committed to a quarterback for the length of the contract, and the Giants are committed to a quarterback. They have an option to not be committed to him at the end of this year. But it's a great example you gave in Kansas City, because he wasn't a bad quarterback. Went to a championship game in San Francisco. It's just Patrick Mahomes is just way better. Right? So Alex Smith was a very good quarterback. And as a matter of fact, I think the Giants would love if Daniel Jones became Alex Smith. But he'll never be Patrick Mahomes, and I guess they think Drake May can be Patrick Mahomes. So it's not really like they must not really love Daniel Jones. It's no, they must have really loved Drake May.
Well, let's put it this way. They love Drake May more than they love Daniel Jones, and they love Daniel Jones more than they like J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. So that's in somewhere lies the fact that he's now their quarterback. So, listen, Daniel Jones doesn't have a kick coming. I mean, can he be sitting there disappointed, upset that the Giants tried to trade up? What have you done, Daniel, that makes them not want to at least kick the tires on a better quarterback? And that's coming from somebody that's a fan of Daniel Jones. Not to mention the fact that the guy has injuries. So Daniel just got – listen, if he's insulted, then you know what? Use that in training camp and use that in 2024. To make it a moot point, because if he goes out there and balls and uses neighbor as a great wide receiver, guess what? Those last 2 years of an $80 million contract is going to kick in for him. But if not, then next year, next draft, it's going to be the same merry-go-round again. Where are they picking, and what quarterback are they taking?
I'm about done, Don, with the Peter Rosenberg lack of respect.
Interesting.
So the Islanders sent us cupcakes the other day.
This is with it's a been a tough
note,
week for me.
And it said, to Michael, Don, and crew.
Crew.
Crew. Now, the site, the comeback, which is run by the people of Awful Announcing, they go, this is what they said. New York radio host, colon, slap across Embiid's face needs to happen in game four. Not Peter Rosenberg. New York radio host.
It just gets worse.
It gets worse and worse, Peter, and I'm tired of it.
Well, let's analyze it. Why? He's got more followers than you.
Thank you.
Peter Rosenberg's name resonates. Why wouldn't they say Peter Rosenberg? They want to drive traffic. They should have named him. Why didn't they? Is it a lack of respect or stupidity?
I'm reading now. I don't even see his name anywhere in it.
Well, it's in there. It's in the article.
That's a bad job. I mean, do they even know how
very low in
works?
The article.
Way down there.
Do they know how social media works? You got a guy that's got like 350,000 followers. You at Peter Rosenberg, you would get so much attention.
Yeah, but the bigger question is...
It's not that lack of respect. It's ignorance on how to forward your information.
But at this point, the lack of respect is ignorance. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? This has been this is 8 years now. I'm not brand new. This show is something... They should know better. But you know what? Everyone's going to...
But
it's going to be fine.
Peter,
it's all
I'm not kissing
fine.
Up to you. I mean, it's a fact that if you want to get traction on a tweet at someone that's got a ton of followers, when somebody like you who's got that many followers on social media says something, it is absolutely insane not to at that person. So obviously, this must have been a test article from an intern. They weren't really sure if they wanted a lot of people to read it. So let's just put it out there as kind of like a teaser just to see. Because if you really wanted to get attention to an article you were proud of, you would have. This is the equivalent of mailing it to your friends.
It's a great, it's a good point. And people love to hate me. So why miss out on all the people who hate me?
This is not about love or hate. It's about how many followers you have on X.
350,000 something.
Is it morons? I mean, simpletons.
But here now, let me tell you what I think they could be thinking. The way you tell me what Pickles thinks, all right?
Yeah.
They're probably going, if we put New York radio host, people in around the world are going to think, oh, Mike Francesa said this.
True.
I mean, you know what? Peter's got a bigger follower.
New York.
In social media, on social media, you want to gain traction. I'm just going by the numbers, Peter. I mean, listen, I happen to like you and respect you, but this is not the motivation. The motivation is 350,000 followers. Do you not want people to read your information?
And the comeback has 20,000 followers.
I mean, you know, this is really, I don't even know why we're analyzing. These are people that are
But Awful Announcing, when Awful Announcing reposted it, they just added my quote. They wrote, someone needs a nice, good, intentional, accidental slap across Embiid's face. Needs to happen in game four. They put it in quotes. They don't attribute the quote. They just leave it blank.
The lack of respect is sickening.
It's unbelievable.
They also liked my retweet of New York radio host at Rosenberg Radio.
Wow. This just really hurts. I mean,
they need to have a class on how to gain traction on social media.
Oh, boy.
Do you not know what you're doing? Peter, am I out of line?
A lot of people do a bad job.
I'm just saying that's a bad job. If you want people, like the hashtags, I mean, I had to go through it when I first started. Like, Don, you want to mention, you're doing the Ranger game. You should at Rangers that have 1.1 million followers. That's a good way to get people to know you're calling the game. Not just to the few people that happen to follow you. You got 20,000 people following them. But if I include the guy that said the quote at Peter Rosenberg, I am now introducing 350,000 people. I mean, seriously, Marco would understand this. Jalen would get it.
Why don't you embrace this, Peter, officially change your name to the nickname Crew, and I think that would be very hip, and you'd get a lot more attention.
I just call myself. What if I change my name to NY Radio Host?
No, that's too cumbersome. Crew is cool.
Yeah. Hey, how's Crew?
Right.
I'll think about it. I'll take that under advisement.
Have we heard from the Islanders yet? Has there been an apology?
They, you know what? Sorry doesn't fix the lamp in this case. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Also, can I say something else about the NFL draft?
Please.
I think I got to make a rule, guys.
Oh, interesting.
You write this down. Another quote from Crew, from NY radio host. I got to make a new rule. No girlfriends allowed at the party. No more.
It's very embarrassing.
Enough is enough. You have one girl looking off into space, looking confused and awkward.
That was Alt's girlfriend, right?
You have another girl whose the mom is blocking her out.
Blocking her like the sun blocks.
It is like, get your nasty gold digger paws away from my child. Leave the girlfriend at home to celebrate afterwards. It makes for nothing but awkward.
And the Jets pick Shush's mom, I think.
No.
Look at the video.
No,
right,
she, that's the mom that blocked the girlfriend.
But I thought I saw a shush. I'm not saying it's a bad thing because everybody was probably going, woo! And he couldn't hear the call.
Right, right, right.
But it still didn't look great.
So the commissioner of football, Roger Goodell, I believe is his name, was on Pat McAfee. He had some interesting things to say.
Oh, he sure did today.
Said he would prefer to have two preseason games and 18 regular season games, which would extend the season a week and which would make the Super Bowl on the Sunday of President's Weekend so people could get hammered and puke on their shoes and still not have to go to work the next day. And Peter, you actually embrace this. You've been calling for it forever.
I love the idea of it being on the holiday weekend. To me, the Super Bowl feels like a holiday. You know you're going to party. You know you're going to drink. It's a Sunday night. You end up being out kind of late. And then everyone has to go to work the next day. I love the idea of it being a three-day weekend. I don't feel as strongly about the 18-game season and two preseason schedule. But I will say the two things I heard about today that I liked are the holiday weekend, President's Weekend for the Super Bowl, and also allowing for the protective helmets in games. Those
the
both make sense.
Helmets.
That's right.
Because you
that is going to look odd.
Get a little.
Oh, it's going to be hideous. Now, they're going to have to. Michael, should we start a business where we make more fashionable safety helmets?
Yeah, let's do that.
They got to find a way to make them good. You can't just put the big, ugly, white pad helmet on people.
You can't.
They got to make them for team colors, right, Don?
Listen, I'm all for protection. That's the main thing. But they're not going to look good. Like you see these football players with that. It looks cool. If it doesn't look cool, it's not aesthetically pleasing.
What are we doing?
Affect things. I was very surprised how diplomatic Roger Goodell was. I mean, I would think if he said we're going to now play with a basketball moving forward, that it would happen. Like, it's nice that he's like, I want. He's going to get it. Who's going to stop him? The Players Association? Players Association can't stop him from doing anything. And I think the players would rather have two preseason games and 18 regular season games. It means more revenue.
Yeah, but I mean, first of all, the first, I'd say, 5 weeks of the season, that was awful football. There's not enough. There's not enough practice and not enough exhibition games, and they don't play the regulars in the exhibition games. It's only going to get worse. You're going to have a terrible. But the NFL can't be hurt. They can't be hurt. So even if they play crappy football for eight weeks of the 18, they're fine. They're fine. As long as you can bet on the games, you're fine.
Yeah, they'd rather have more crappy regular season games than meaningless preseason games.
Right. They'll get more money from the TV networks. They'll get more money from tickets. It's a win-win, for the players who have to suffer through 18. Think about it. 18 weeks with a bye, they're playing 5 months of football.
Yeah. But if it's less, well, listen, they don't hardly ever play in the preseason, but you still got to show up to the game. So it ends up being 20 weeks regardless, but it'll mean more revenue for them. Now, I will say this, kind of on the same subject, but talking about basketball, I think because Andrew Marchand's reporting the next television deal is going to have Amazon involved.
For the NBA.
For the NBA, right. And they're going to have regular season and a playoff series. Mistake. Now, it'll make the money. But I'm telling you, they're not the NFL. The NBA is huge. People love it. It's not the NFL. If they stick a playoff game on Amazon, no one will watch it.
I disagree. If it's a West, if I think they're going to get one of the finals. the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference finals. It will be watched.
It is. I'm telling you, the way people feel about apps right now, maybe one day. But I'm telling you, with everything that's going, I think it's a huge mistake. People will go out of their way because it's football and it's one game. You're really going to tick people off if you're taking a play. I don't think you think people are going to go watch it the way they watch an NFL postseason game.
No, they'll watch it to the level they watch
that.
Well, the NBA conference finals usually get what, 7-8 million people. Well, that's what it'll get. And they'll get a lot more money.
I don't think so. Listen, if it's
now, they'd be taking a chance if they put the finals on there every couple of years.
If the matchup is dead sexy, I guess people will go after it. But if you're going to take a game and it's a conference final of, I don't know, Bucks Pacers, come on, really?
Yeah, I think you'll get the same thing you would get on cable.
What do you think, Peter? You think you're going to get that the same amount of people will go to an app that they would watch it on TNT or ESPN?
I don't know, but it feels like these days, Don, it feels like there aren't a lot of people like us. It feels like most people are completely comfortable consuming in that way.
But there's still less people than consume it the way it is now.
I don't know how much less there is. I really
don't. Well, just go by the complaints.
But yeah, the people that complain are the loudest, Don. People that love it don't call and go, I love it.
Listen, I'm in the middle of, I'm going to be calling a game tonight. But if I'm telling you, if I were home, I wouldn't even bother. I just wouldn't watch the Mets.
But, Don, I'm 63. All right,
you'll be 53 on Saturday.
So I was home on Wednesday when the game was on Amazon. It wasn't a hardship. I just turned on Amazon.
Yeah,
I watched the game.
But you know how hard – here's the – again, maybe
I'm
an old man.
Who doesn't get Amazon delivered to them?
But,
who doesn't get packages from Amazon?
I'm just telling you me, all right, the 56-year-old man, all right? You've got round two of the draft. You got the Rangers playing. You got NBA basketball going on. You got the Yankees playing. And now I've got to like change the remote to go to the app to change. I just want to be able to hit previous channel and watch all the different games. I want to be able to hit my guide, flip around. I don't want to have to hit input, change things around. I know it sounds like a first world problem, and I sound like an old man. I'm just telling you, when it's on the app, it drops right down to the bottom of a list of things I'm going to watch that night. I'm just telling you, because it's just aggravating.
It's not enough people like you to affect them.
Here's what they're going to do. Peter and I, and even you, Don, we've been predicting this. There's going to be a bundle of apps. Whether it's in 2 years or 5 years, it's going to be just like the cable bundle. That's what it's going to be. So everybody's running away from the cable bundle. They're going to get the exact same thing on streaming.
I'm just telling you for me that's going to hurt. And maybe I'm in the minority.
ESPN's going to streaming. They're going to direct to streaming. That's the plan.
It's happening. That's why. Michael. I've never gotten mad at what the Yankees are doing. The Mets are doing. It's revenue, and it's getting out in front of where we're all going to end up going. You know, same thing's happening with us in radio. You know, the days of transmitters and everything. You're seeing play by play now exclusively on app. We're going to that. Even in radio, the future is now. I get it. I'm just telling you, for me in my house, if it's on an app going up against everything else that's over the air or on cable, it is going to drop to the bottom of the list because it's just too aggravating.
Not if it's a playoff series.
Girl, you'll try.
If it's going to be a regular season game, I understand. If it's a playoff series, you're wrong. How can it drop to the bottom?
I'm just telling you. For me, it would. Now, obviously, if it involves the Knicks or involves a team that I'm interested in, it changes the story. But, you know, to get – and the people that – like I gave Bucks and Pacers because they don't have a huge national following. The people in those communities are going to watch. Fans of those teams are going to watch. But you don't think you're going to lose some people? You're going to lose some, even that NFL
playoff
game.
Some people, but they're going to make billions of dollars.
On NBC.
They're going to make billions of dollars.
Right. Don, I hear you. It's just there aren't enough people like you.
Okay,
and they don't care.
Like I said, I admit it. I'm probably in the minority, but I'm sure that when that playoff game, that Dolphin Chief game on Peacock, did less of a number than it would have done on NBC.
Right, and they got $110 million out of it. They don't care.
But still aggravates people, and and I just don't know if the NBA's got the following the NFL does. You won't get as much people who will hold their nose and do it. There'll be people who's like, I'm not going to watch.
You know what I have here in my hand?
I have no idea.
Yankees starting lineup.
I don't care.
Brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. Anthony Volpe leads off play short. Juan Soto in right field bat second. The birthday boy, Aaron Judge, is the DH. He'll hit third. He turns 32 today. Anthony Rizzo at first base cleans up. Gleyber Torres at second base bats fifth, batting sixth. Left fielder Alex Verdugo. Oswaldo Cabrera at third base bats seventh, batting eighth, and catching Austin Wells. And batting ninth and playing center field, it's Trent Grisham, Luis Gil on the mound for the Yankees. That's the Yankees starting lineup, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees and Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to JJ in Wake Forest. He's been on for a while.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. A lot of people don't know this, but Brandi Scott is a huge, huge Knicks fan, and I'm hearing Joel Embiid is going to try to injure her next game as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand for really that. Tough. Then he'd have to deal with me.
Yeah, yeah, of course. We have to protect her at all costs. I wonder if you guys, I'm just going to ask a question. I'm not going to throw any allegations out, but did you see that the Embiid after the game had revealed that he's been dealing with Bell's palsy for a while?
Oh, yeah.
For the Heat game?
Yep.
Is it ironic, is it a little curious that after he committed such a disgusting, horrible, flagrant to obvious ejectable foul that he wasn't ejected for, and you know a lot of NBA fans calling him dirtiest player in the league. You know, I was a test by. He literally grabbed the guy out of midair, and he also kicked Robinson in the cubes the play earlier and
DiVincenzo.
Oh, DiVincenzo. Okay. Is it a little curious that comes out after this game? Is it did his team possibly wanted that out there, that, you know, this JJ, is a good time to
Bell's palsy. Well, I mean, really, does that give him, I mean, thank God it's not a life-threatening illness. He has Bell's palsy. It was reported by Woj. I don't think Woj is doing that so the Heat's off of Embiid. And if they did it, it's not working because Peter is advocating for him to be slapped across the face.
Yeah, that doesn't affect me one bit.
New York radio host.
Listen, and you know me, NY radio host, and you know how I feel.
Well, apparently they corrected it, so we do make change.
Did you say? What they correct it to?
The headline now has Peter's name in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I got it. You know what? You know who it is, Michael?
What's that?
The same wonderful man, Alex, who took care of your problem the other day with awful announcing. I bet he did the same thing.
His fingerprints are on everything. He's very good.
Love that, Alex.
Well, spring into savings at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle with special offers on over 500 new and many low-mileage certified pre-owned vehicles and a $7,500 lease rebate on Mercedes-Benz EVs and hybrids. If you're looking to upgrade to the latest model or explore new features and technologies, now's the time to consider your options. Ask about additional American Express cardholder benefits. Visit them at mbnewrochelle.com or in person and tell them that I sent you. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Well, if you're like me, you love to spend time at home. My home is my happy place. I've been telling you that my home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. They exceeded my expectations. I easily scheduled online, and my Serta Pro Painter consultant provided a free estimate on site. We walked through the detailed estimate, and I was able to book the project right then and there. And the painting, well, it was exceptional. Serta Pro Painters offer a warranty, so I have confidence that they will stand by their work and will make sure that I'm completely satisfied. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. Are you ready to paint and take projects off your to-do list? Contact Serta Pro Painters and get started today. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Don's calling the Rangers and the Capitals tonight right here on 98.7. So be sure to stay tuned. Coverage starts immediately after the show. A lot of stuff on the buffet for you to dine on.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see exactly what you feel strongly about. Let's go to Terrell in Brooklyn. Terrell.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Real quick before I go on my little tangent, this is the first time in a long time I've actually been home to watch you guys on TV. And Peter, my man, I'm liking the beard and the glasses look. It's giving big Johnny Sins energy, you know?
Oh, wow. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad I updated my look. I'm glad you approve.
Yeah, I'm digging it. But now on a serious topic. This whole situation with the Knicks and Embiid, I get the frustration. It was dirty, no doubt. With your suggestion, I do not agree with that 100% at all. Hmm. First and foremost, there are no tough guys on the Knicks, so I don't even know if that plan will work. All it's going to do is rile up the fan base, get that Philly crowd roaring. It's going to have Embiid go for 50 again. It's going to have Maxey go for maybe 35, 40. And I might end up getting blown out. So I think the Knicks should focus on is learning how to stop a guy on one leg from getting 50. That's really all I got to say.
Well, that's
that.
A given. That's a given. But what you can't have is this attitude that I can get away with this stuff. I mean, they don't. Jericho Sims is a tough guy. He's going to sit on the bench and not play. So go out there and rough it up just a little bit. And then you can't worry about, oh, I'm going to rile the fan base up. Stopping Embiid from scoring 50 is a given. You got to do that.
Well, part of the reason Peter's saying what he's saying is to stop him from scoring 50. Take him out of his game.
I do hear his point that if you don't have the toughness to,
yeah,
they
don't have an Oakley. They don't.
If you don't have the toughness to respond throughout the game, I can see how that's problematic. Because you don't want to just anger Embiid and have him be even better than he was last game and the Philly crowd's even more into it than they were. It can backfire on you if you make a mistake. You got to make sure you're prepared to do what you got to do.
Let's go to, Richard in Manhattan wants to ring in.
Michael, Don, Peter, the biggest problem with Daniel Jones is not his ability. He's always getting hurt. He can't stay on the field. That's the biggest problem. Yankees MVP so far this year, they're 17-9. That translates to 105 games. I'll take it. The MVP is Aaron Boone. He's been masterful with the bullpen. The other night he took out three pitches mid-inning, and all three relievers did the job. The last reliever he took out well, the Knicks will last. Seven pitches. I couldn't believe he did that. Took the guy out with seven pitches, but the next guy came in and pitched a 1-2-3 night. You got to give this guy credit. Boone has been pulling all the right strings. Now, as far as the Knicks losing last night, it shouldn't be a shock. Fellas, Vegas is genius. You know that. Monday night, the Knicks are 5.5-point favorites. Two nights later, nothing has changed for the Knicks. No injuries. Nothing has changed. They're 5.5-point underdogs.
Well, one thing changed. They changed venue.
Yeah.
That's 11 points, Michael, Don. That's a lot of 11 points is a lot to change like that. I don't understand that. One last thing I'll leave with you guys. If the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics,
wow,
it will be the greatest NBA playoff upset ever. And not only because it's a 1-8, not only because Boston has by far the best record in the league, but because Miami is playing without their superstar, Jimmy Butler. So just think that. Fellas, always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
That was a good call.
It's not a good call. It's a bad call. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It's not even. I know what the Celtics did this season was awesome. But this does not, if that happens, this does not replace Denver beating Seattle and Mutombo on the floor.
This is pretty big if you consider big. they don't have Jimmy Butler. Come on.
Okay, hear me out, though. Doing that with this Miami team that is perennially going deep in the playoffs and was in the finals last year against a team that is yet to prove themselves in the playoffs. While I understand what you're saying because the amount of wins the Celtics had this year, I'm sorry, a team that's led by Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, not the greatest upset of all time.
But without Butler?
I mean, by the way, we kind of overstate Butler too. I mean,
well, but he's still their best player, and also, Peter, that Nugget that was in a best of five. Do they win if it's seven games?
That's a fair point. You want to put it in a different category because it was a best of five instead of a seven. Okay, but I just to me, and maybe I'm defending it because it's the Celtics. I don't think they're going to lose the series anyway. But to me, with it being the Miami Heat and the culture of winning that they have, I just don't quite see it that way.
But that doesn't make his call terrible.
We all agreed that there's a chance this Heat team didn't even start playing till the playoffs started. This is like what they do.
But they don't do it without their best player, Peter.
Yeah, but their best player isn't even consistent 82 games a year.
That's the whole point. He's playoff Jimmy.
Yeah. And I know. And even playoff Jimmy's really, really good. I agree. But like, you know what? You guys can disagree. It's fine.
Don't give up, Peter.
No, it would be a great accomplishment, but they're the Miami Heat. They're not the greatest underdogs in history. I'm sorry. Even if they're not the most loaded Miami Heat team they've ever been, and they're certainly not, it's still, to me, going a bit far to describe it that way.
But my only issue is that you attacked Richard unfairly.
Well, you know, you said it was a great call, and I said no.
It's all relative. I mean, what are we comparing it to?
Previous Richard calls.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, the standard is very minimal.
And
I mean,
when you're both being very nasty. You really are.
I don't think that's
in what
true.
Sense?
I mean, the guy had his points laid out. It was beautifully executed.
I said it was a good call.
And I said not a good call.
Right. So I'm defending
because he said
him.
Something that you don't agree with? Well, you
that's
would
right.
have to say it would have to be one of the biggest playoff upsets of all time. Now, okay, I'll back in and say we can't say it's the biggest, but it's one of the biggest. This is a play-in team.
It would be huge.
The first play-in game. They're the eighth seed, and they're playing a Celtic team with the best record in basketball. It would be humongous.
I hear you guys, and I understand that statistically that will be true. All I know is when I saw the Celtics match up with Miami, I went, great. I know this isn't going to be a regular eight-seed series. It just won't be. So I don't have I'm not going to have the numbers to back up my argument. I'm only going to have the emotion. But in my brain, I consider every game of the series, it's going to be a battle. I don't think about it being like, oh, we know how this is going to go. Celtics are going to run through them. No, that's not how it's going to work.
New York radio host crew excoriates caller.
I'm radio host and crew?
No, New York radio host, crew.
Crew. No, I'm not changing my name to crew.
Please do.
No, I'm not comfortable.
Crew or them boys? Which is worse?
I think them boys is worse.
They're both not what you want after a very long professional career.
But here's the thing.
And distinguished.
I don't think Steven would have wrote that in a card. He said it extemporaneously on the air. You got to forgive him a little bit. They wrote it down. They thought about it and wrote crew.
Anthony, do we still have the card in the studio?
No, they didn't. They didn't think about it. They didn't even ask anyone.
I don't know where the card is.
You know what? How is that not framed?
Because that card should be sent to
the Louvre,
to a Greek, and then put on yes. So people say, well, it's not a bit. It's like real.
I think people know that it's real. I mean, it's not that crazy a story.
Let's go to Mark in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, wow.
Mark.
How about that?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Full disclosure, I am a Sixers fan.
Oh, I'd love to hear from you.
It should be good.
But I listened to you guys over the Philly stations and over the LA stations because I think you guys are excellent. And shout out to Andrew. So I think earlier on you were saying how the Knicks aren't getting any calls or any breaks. With that said, I think you guys got the biggest break in the series so far with game two. So
that was
I mean, it was a game-deciding break. So I understand that, you know, Joel Embiid's play was dirty, in my opinion. Absolutely.
Was it, was it flagrant two to you?
Yes, definitely.
So he should have been thrown out.
Yes, I believe so. I don't believe what Peter was saying, that he's the dirtiest player in the league.
I'm just looking at the stats, you know what I mean?
Statistics would back that up, Mark.
I mean, I don't think technical fouls equate to dirty player. Like if
flagrant twos, though, not technicals. He has the most flagrant twos in the league.
Okay, I mean, I would say like your boy Grayson Allen's dirtier.
Well, I mean, that's what he does for a living. But honestly, would you agree with this? Embiid is in the conversation for dirtiest and is kind of comparable in terms of the kind of things he does with the other players who are considered very dirty.
Yes, I would agree with that. And I would say most of those players that kind of fall into like the dirty column are kind of like role players. So
correct.
That's why they don't get those calls, kind of like Embiid with the star power. That's why he gets those calls.
Mark, do you think the Sixers are going to win the series?
I don't know. They've just broken my heart so many times that, you know, it's like I think with the game two decision that they came out with, you know, some fire. And I think like just knowing that they may get those calls, kind of like what they got with Joel Embiid, like you're like, OK, I kind of have an advantage. I'm going to come out and play a little, you know, harder than I have been in the past. And so I think that actually comes to their benefit because I don't think. You know, kind of like what you guys were saying earlier in the week, you know, they don't really have the spirit like the Knicks do. But I think because they didn't get those calls at the end, they're coming out with a bit more than they usually do. So
I
think that's leaning in their favor. But at the end of the day, I just feel like the poor officiating is what it comes down to. Like, I don't know that the Knicks aren't getting all the, you know, bad calls or swings or breaks or whatever. I think it comes down to just the poor officiating.
Well, I don't think we said that they didn't get breaks. We just don't think they're respected. And I think what happened yesterday, if a Knick had done that, there would be no question. I think they would have thrown Brunson out of the game and suspended him.
Well, definitely Mitchell Robinson. Brunson, yeah. Maybe. I don't think that the officials were inept in game two, in the final 2 minutes. I think they just swallowed their whistle because they did not want to make a call that would decide a game.
No.
Now, the fact that, you know, Joel Embiid had 21 trips to the free throw line and the Knicks as a team had 19, that's a little bit of a disparity that's concerning. That's all. And I think it's so easy in sports to always blame umpires and officials. For the most part, they do a good job. They're not perfect. They're not robots. They are going to make mistakes. And they made a really big mistake. And I don't even think if it was a mistake. I think it was a calculated decision not to throw out Embiid.
Yeah, well, especially once it got to Secaucus. Now, you want to tell me in the moment on the court, but when they go back to Secaucus to review that and everybody in unison says that it's not a two, that was strategic. In my
yes,
opinion,
absolutely.
Well, that's a problem, guys.
Of course, it is.
That's a real problem to think about. If you are going to literally, I mean, Don, what you're suggesting is almost, you know, collusion would be a bit strong, but like they're making decisions here that are that really impact a series and that are like intentionally wrong.
We have found the note. We have found the note.
Great.
Okay. Good.
So we'll get that to Anthony Greek, and he'll have a nice full screen.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Pusick, good. Thank you.
Yay!
Glad you did that.
And why don't you send a picture of it to me too, Ant, so I could send it out to my 330,000 followers.
You know what? We have a big note that says that no one knows my name. It's called the sign that says the Michael K. Show in the background every day. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's a problem, dude.
Listen, you don't have any kick coming. The only guy who has a kick coming is Don.
Well, my kick can represent Don's kick.
No, it's a different. It's an 8-year kick. Don's is a 22-year.
True,
kick.
But if they ever put my name on, they'd have to put Peter.
Yeah, right. But even Don, by his own admission, is one of the worst negotiators in the history of the media business. So it makes sense that after 8 years, I'd be in the same place he's at after 22.
Now you're taking a shot at Don, who's your biggest supporter.
He took it as a shot. I just don't know who to negotiate with.
Neither do I, and I'm usually in the loop. It's sad. Peter, how about FanDuel from you? How about that?
That I can do. Hey, it's me, Crew, and the NBA playoffs are coming. They're actually here, and FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place an SGP on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Peter. That's right. Peter, like Peter Rosenberg, FanDuel.com/Peter, and shoot your shot on America's number one sports book. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over in Fisley Present, New York. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY at 467-369.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup, like the new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive, lease for just $199 a month. At Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM667991. MSRP $26,445. Ends 4/30/24.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point guard.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
The New York Knicks cannot be the New York Mets in Game 4. They need to make a physical statement in Game 4. You have those extra bodies on the bench that Tibbs never plays. Someone needs a nice, good, intentional, accidental slap across Embiid's face. Needs to happen in Game 4. You cannot allow. I don't care whether he's an MVP or not. I'm not saying you go for the guy's knees and try to end his season. But guys, you don't hit him with a hard Pistons foul. Sort of similar to what happened to DiVincenzo yesterday. You could argue he got completely punched in the face. So someone needs to get racked across the face in the first 5 minutes on Sunday to show them that they're not going to roll over against this team.
Pacifist no more.
I won early today, though. It was Don. I got it early, didn't I?
You did.
So the weekend's 2-2-1.
That's right. Well deserved. You could say that was Anthony playing it safe, so he didn't have to pick between me and you, but that was the right call. That was the point of the day.
Thank you. I really appreciate the truth. Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. 1-800-919-3776. Mark in Carmel, you're on. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael and boys. I think I have an idea for the way the Knicks can get back at Joel Embiid. Similar to the movie The Longest Yard, where they just let the lineman come in and they let the quarterback throw the ball right where it hurts. So the Knicks, right, when you're taking a ball, have the center take the ball out of bounds, and Embiid's going to guard him. And then sometimes when the clock's 5 seconds running out, you throw the ball off the player to get another 5 seconds. Well, you throw the ball at him where he kicked the Knicks players, and it's a legal play. You won't get in trouble.
No, you'll get in trouble. If you throw it in his groin on purpose, you're going to get thrown out of the game. You got to be careful. I mean, in one way, I lean toward what Peter's saying. I think you just have to play physical. You can't play dirty. You can't get away with it. He gets away with it because he's the MVP.
Well, listen. His elbow came up a little high, right, Peter? He's defending you, and you move your elbow and it happens to hit him on the side of the face. Yeah, you get a foul. If you're letting him know you're there. You can't do anything blatantly obvious, but.
You know what I like about it, Don? You come out of the gate and you send in, you know, Jericho Sims or whoever it is, someone you can afford to lose. And you let them hit the aggressive foul early. And by the way, you check them in at a bizarro time in the game, right, Don? So it almost has the feel of one of those hockey games where the second the puck drops, the gloves drop. Like, right. You check him in 2 minutes into the game. You know what's happening. He has the physical moment. There then will be a confrontation that happens. And it's the beauty of it is, hopefully, it motivates your team and gets them pumped up and shows the Sixers that you're not going to lay back. And also, it then puts the refs in a tough situation whistle-wise, too. They're going to now be looking at the Sixers to retaliate. You're actually putting the refs in a weird spot where they're now going to be looking harder at the Sixers, which they clearly need to be doing. Now, I do think there's risk, like the caller pointed out earlier, that you do risk just motivating Embiid more, hyping up the Philly crowd. You got to put on your big boy pants and be ready to do this. But if this is game four in the NBA playoffs in Philadelphia, that you got to be ready for it.
Let's go to Peter, not this one. Peter in New Jersey.
Hey guys, hey Mike, hi Don, hi Peter, how you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Same to you, all well here.
Yeah. Oh Mike, I was wondering last night, how'd your son's baseball game go, and how was the trip to Milwaukee? Cause I know you were just saying yesterday that you wanted to find a place to watch it or something. I'm not too sure if you talked about it today, but I was just curious how that went.
Charlie came up 3 times with the bases loaded, and he walked each time. And he ended up scoring 2 runs, and he pitched an inning and ended up getting credited with the win. Showed a little bit of a David Wells, Don, and I had to calm him down. The defense behind him was shoddy, and they booted a couple of balls that should have been outs. So he's faced with bases loaded, and the last time that the ball wasn't fielded, he threw his arms up in disgust.
I yelled at him from the side.
I said, don't do that. I said, you just get the next guy out. And he got out of it without allowing a run. I told him later, I said, you can't show up your teammates.
That's not the way you do it. Marco had a few hits as well, a couple of RBIs, caught for a little bit. And the thing that I liked is Nancy misdressed him.
Right.
So he had shirt sleeves. He didn't have any long sleeves
like
underneath.
Tech Lazuski.
And he did not complain at all. And it got cold.
It was cold where I was, too.
Wow.
Didn't complain. Great let's metabolism.
Let's go to Rob in the car. Rob.
Guys, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Robbie?
Michael, so this is actually Madison's dad. I think you know my daughter, Madison.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. How's she doing?
Okay. Good. Very, very good. She'll be home from Penn State on Sunday. So just really quickly, unrelated to sports, and then I had a quick giant point. You had a young man on earlier this week, Matthew Welling, and this happens to be my best friend's son. And the interesting story really quickly is that about 18 years ago, Michael, I called into the show when Matthew was actually at Sloan Kettering getting his bone marrow transplants, and you allowed me to kind of give a shout out to all the fans to send their positive vibes out to him. And interestingly enough, I find out that, you know, he was not only was on the show the other day and I watched it, but this is the first time that you actually met him. So it's pretty amazing to me that, you know, all these years later, you finally met this young man who's going to do unbelievable things. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, that's and for those that don't know, Matthew, thanks to the Garden of Dreams Foundation, Matthew on his own is going to Syracuse Newhouse School, which is great. And when he was on the air, the Garden of Dreams Foundation, they surprised him and gave him $60,000 toward his education, which
amazing.
Is great. So we were happy to be a small part.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I called him as soon as he got off the show. But, yeah, I don't want to take too much of the time about that. But I really enjoyed watching. I was able to get the link to the actual show while I was in my office, and I watched, you know, the whole bit. So that was wonderful that you guys had him on. So I had a giant point you guys were mentioning a while ago. I was happy with the pick last night, but I'm going into this season not happy with Jones. I'm not sold on Locke, and I'm just wondering, are there any possibilities later, even in the second round or the third round, that they might select somebody that they like, or are we actually going to just go into the season with the two of these guys and just wait for next year? I mean, what do you guys think?
Well, I mean, there's a rumor that they like Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Rattler. So he's from South Carolina, I believe. And so he supposedly has a big arm. Somebody that you take a flyer on. That's the rumor. But he might be picked before I think they have the 46th pick. So there's some conjecture that the 43rd pick belongs to the Raiders. They could pick him as well. But that's the name I keep hearing, Spencer Rattler.
And if they like him, you're probably not going to keep four quarterbacks. They seem to like DeVito. I think he deserves a chance to try to compete to be on this team. So you're going to draft somebody that may make the team, may not make the team. Michael, you don't want to do that too high.
Right.
You don't want to take in a second or third round and then you say, all right, goodbye, you didn't make the team. So they do have three quarterbacks. You might not love them. But I think that's kind of high to take a quarterback that you may not, you know, make the roster, because you're probably not going to keep four.
No bigger ENN than the one leading into the weekend. None. There's just none. None bigger. So stay tuned for that. Empire Outlets on Staten Island is the place to be this spring season for your ultimate shop and dine experience. Empire Outlets is located steps from the Staten Island Ferry, easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop outlets like Nike Factory, Levi's Outlet, Banana Republic Factory, Guest Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Nordstrom Rack, and more. Dine at restaurants including Shake Shack, Bake Culture, and Hazel's 423 Food Truck. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc and follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets to learn more about what Empire Outlets is offering. Well, the hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any shots. Go to njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.